How do you think people felt about the government and Billy Hughes in 1916?
I think it depends who you are, right? So, you know, if you're pro-war, you're pro-empire, and you're pro the nationalist fervor that Hughes, you know, built up, and pro-conscription, you'd be very favourable to Billy Hughes. But if you're anti-conscription and anti-war, and feeling that it's a wasted effort and it's another country's war, not Australia's war, and so on, we know the critiques of the war that were offered, you'd be vehemently opposed and have, you know, deep hatred for Billy Hughes, as many did. So I think it depends on, you know, which whereabouts on the political spectrum you sat. And for women, it was divided. Some women thought he was doing a magnificent job. Other women, for other women, he was the target of much of their angst and opposition to the war. So, you know, it sort of depends on which group you're talking about, I think.
Yes, I mean, if you're in the sort of left of the Labor Party or the trade union movement, you're very opposed actually to the war. There's the critique, which is that actually it's the socialist critique of the war is that it's basically a capitalist war in which the working class are just the pawns, but also that we came to Australia to create a new world, and why were we fighting the wars of the old world? And the sense that the politicians had taken Australia willy-nilly back into the old world's fights and brawls.